and the ultimate goal is the Dhyan Yoga and both, or it's the integration of the Kali method?
The ultimate goal is already told to us at the end of the fourth chapter, in which all actions must arrive at a culmination in knowledge. And as a result of that, Atmani Athomai, you get settled in the Self and then in the Supreme Self. This is the goal. The mere distinction between the real and the unreal, that special process, you may do, you may not do, because Sri Krishna says that Buddhi Yoga is applied to Sankhya, I have given to you, but I give you another process of Buddhi Yoga where even while doing actions, you can attain to the same process, same reality, same realization. So in the other process, karma is very much emphasized. Because it is by doing actions you will attain to the same result. But when we say the same result means the goal in the Bhagavad Gita, whether you do Sankhya or you do Karma or whether you do Dhyana Yoga or any process, the goal is threefold. You must get settled in the knowledge of the Nishkriya, of inaction. You should be capable of becoming wide, in which your capacity to act does not cease. And beyond all that, Mayi, you should be established in Me, the Supreme. These three goals are present in all the processes of yoga which have been prescribed by the Bhagavad Gita. Although these processes, in their exclusiveness, outside the Gita, they may not coincide with all the three goals which have been prescribed for in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, in the pure Buddha Yoga, practiced by many other people as Buddha Yoga, not as a part of Bhagavad Gita's Yoga, they aim at arriving at a complete state of immobility. By distinguishing between real and the unreal, and by stabilizing themselves in the real, they stabilize themselves in that which is immobile. And nothing more than that. Those who are doing Raja Yoga, the Dhyana Yoga, they attain to a state of Samadhi in which whatever is the object, in that object there is a complete cessation of the movements of Chitta. Now that object may be the Supreme but may not be the Supreme. As I said, in the Raja Yoga, surrender to the Divine is only an optional way. It's not a necessary part, not imperatively demanded. But in the Bhagavad Gita, concentration upon the Supreme is already included in this process. But those who practice Raja Yoga alone, for them, concentration upon the Divine is not obligatory. And the goal of realization of the Supreme Divine is not the ultimate goal of Raja Yoga. Even the realization of the immobile Purusha is enough. I don't know if I have...
Yes.
Is it clear?
Yes.
So, in the Bhagavad Gita, all these yogas are given as elements of the synthesis of yoga. How they can all be synthesized. Even giving away the details, all the details are not here. But their elements are all present. And in their case, the goal is threefold. But this threefold goal may not be in the specialized processes which yogis perform in their exclusive pursuits of their own yoga. Yeah? I think we stop here today. I thought I would finish today's sixth chapter, but it seems that our goal is still receding backwards. So let us hope next time we shall finish the sixth chapter.